producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
After the hour, Doug Steffen and the Good Day program. When I say now, does that get people to listen to me now?
Not or as good as hey,
hear
you,
this.
But, you know,
free money works really well.
Free money,
hey,
okay.
Listen.
In this hour of the program, you may get some free money.
Right.
How's that? That's good. You can listen to Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden. Guaranteed to get prompt attention. We will give somebody some money this hour. Why are we going to do that? Because we want you to listen carefully to what we have to say.
We're desperate.
Yeah. It's Thanksgiving week on Good Day, and as a result of that, Walter Sabo is going to join us. Walter is involved behind the scenes in the production of this program, and he, as a radio professional for many years, has run some pretty good radio stations. And at Thanksgiving, there's always a challenge. What can we do to give away something cool, mostly a turkey or something related to maybe green beans? Didn't I give away green beans or pumpkin seeds or something one Thanksgiving?
You give away pumpkin seeds?
No, you give away couches one year.
Give away the makings of a green bean casserole. That's what you should
right.
do.
Really? Okay. This is going to get your attention. I have in front of me a post from my friend's Facebook page, and I've looked into it, and it is something that I am amazed isn't a law already on the books in most states in this country. The state of Illinois is now discussing in its inner sanctum a law that will make it a crime to leave your pet in extreme cold. I don't know whether Kenny finds it hard to post stuff. Emerita sent something to him, or she's looking around on Facebook for something. But and I'm not going to give you her name so you can find it, but I'll try to post it on my Facebook page. A picture of a dog outside, basically frozen, still alive, but you see the crystals of snow and ice around his face. And so the reason for this new legislation, making it illegal to leave a pet outside. Who would do that? Who? What? And I'm back to this business about, we were talking earlier, if you want to listen to it, it's hour five in the archives. This is a story about the rhino in the zoo who died. And then thinking about how unnatural it is to have animals caged up like this. And I don't mean, you know, in terms of people say, well, you've got cows in a pasture, they're caged up. No, they have free range. They can wander wherever they want to over a 100-acre plot of land. That's not being caged. Being caged is being put into a pen, in the case of the rhino, in this concrete barricaded wall. In the case of a dog, you put a dog outside in a dog house or in a dog in some kind of a cage, and you can see by looking at the dogs that they are in pain. They're suffering. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Why would anybody? There's another posting here of someone who got 20 years in jail for, I believe, running dog fights, that kind of stuff. I believe these things are appropriate. I think it's time we paid more attention to and had more respect for these animals that we bring along as companions, as friends, protectors sometimes, but whatever we ask them to do, they do. So why would you be, what sort of human being? We are supposed to be above them, or we claim that we are above them on the food chain, but look at what we do to them. I don't get it. I don't buy it. I don't like it. So anyway, those of you who live in Illinois, and maybe this is, I'd like to know, I'd like to make a little quick, somehow, the research project out of this, Richie. Find out how many states have laws that make it a crime. But then the other thing, the law is there, okay. But why would you even need the law if anybody's got any common sense? or has self-respect, remember my respect for the dog, self, what kind of a person are you if you leave the animal out there in the weather that happens in this, certainly in the northern climes of our country every winter? So lawmakers in Illinois have passed the bill this week. And there goes with it jail time and fines. I think that's appropriate. So if you want to comment on that, help yourself, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. In a moment, consultant Walter Sabo tells us a story that's reminiscent. Those of us who have been in radio, Roberta and I fit into this category for a long time, have been involved with some really silly Thanksgiving promotions. And Sabo is going to tell us one of them, but I'm sure it will emit memories. Some of you may have participated in some of these as youngsters growing up, or maybe even as adults you try to win a turkey for the local radio station. But you never know what's going on behind the scenes. So we'll give you one of those stories inside radio next year on Good Day.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get-a-shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And during our Black Friday Cyber Monday sale, all quantities, styles, sizes, and stocks are 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. Plus, save on personalized, one-of-a-kind gifts. But hurry, offer ends December 6th. To get this deal, go to Vistaprint.com and enter code RADIO60 at checkout. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO60.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I want to get my clients something for the holidays.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on custom holiday cards and apparel.
Great. Nothing says holidays like a Dave's Pest Control t-shirt.
You are right about that.
Hey, I could even give one to my wife.
There's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Baby, if you ever wondered, whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati, Cincinnati WKR.
All right, so how many of you remember the television program that was a favorite for years, WKRP? People used to
love it.
Because when it was on the air as popular, I was working afternoons at WCKY. Get the call letters right, myself, WCKY in Cincinnati. And so we had a lot of fun with the things that were on that show, including one of the most famous Thanksgiving bits ever. If you haven't heard this, just stop if you're driving even. Don't pay attention to anybody. Put your cell phone down. Don't do any texting.
Stop the car.
Just listen to this.
Cincinnati WKRP.
What exactly did you have in mind, Mr. Carlson?
What do you suppose he's up to?
And I think I hear something now. Something just came out of the bottom. It's a skydiver. No parachutes yet.
Oh, my God, they're turkeys!
Turkeys are hitting the ground like stacks of wet cement.
Thanks for that on-the-spot report, Brad.
I thought it would work.
It's pretty strange after that. I really don't know how to describe it. As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Remember that? So, it is that. Well, there have been radio stations. Walter Sabo is my consultant. Walter has been around the radio world for about as long as I've been around. Have we ever decided whether I'm older than you or you're older than me? Have we figured that out yet?
I'm much older than you.
Good for you. Congratulations, Walter, and you've made it. So, anyway,
much older than you.
Yeah. How many different Turkey Day promotions? You've run radio stations in the biggest city in America. You've run radio networks. So you've come across a lot of these promotions. Was the one you're going to tell us about the wackiest, or were there others?
Well, there were many others. Every radio station has a Thanksgiving Day promotion, but the wackiest one ever took place at an FM radio station in New York City. And the radio station was located in the very busiest part of Midtown Manhattan. Which
this is the station you were running at the time, right?
It was a radio station I worked at in the promotion department. It was like one of my first jobs.
Oh, really? So you were a kid. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I was a kid, and I learned a lot. I mean, I learned a lot from this experience.
And the experience was?
The experience was this. This radio station decided to give away 100 turkeys. And I went to a salesman and I said, you have to make a barter deal. You have to make a trade deal for 100 turkeys that we can give away. And I didn't realize how literal some salespeople can be. So a couple.
Welcome to the world of radio, pal.
Yeah, that was the first. That was the first.
Mr. Roberta and I laughing, knowing some of the people you're talking about. Go ahead.
Yeah, that was the first thing I learned. A couple weeks later, receptionist calls me and says, there's a trucker here with a package for you. I go to the reception. There's a trucker. He says, I have your turkeys downstairs. I said, well, bring them up. He says, no, I can't. They're frozen turkeys. I said, what? He says, no, I have 100 frozen turkeys in my truck. I said, well, why don't you load them into the loading dock on the back of the big office building in Manhattan and bring them up here? He said, I can't leave the truck. Union rules. Mm-hmm. Well, now, it's a week before Thanksgiving. It's 20 degrees in Manhattan. It's the busiest street in Manhattan. It's 40th Street, a block from Times Square.
Oh, and, I know exactly what station this is. I work
It was WORS FM. WORS FM.
1440 Broadway.
Exactly. So I go downstairs and I see there's the truck blocking traffic. And I look at the porter for the building, the guy who runs the freight elevator, and I said, could you take these turkeys into the building? He said, I can't leave the building.
Union rules.
Union rules.
Oh, my God.
So,
can smell Larry.
God love the union.
So sheepishly and with great fear, I go to the program director, and I said, there are 100 frozen turkeys. We have to get them into the building. The trucker can't bring them in because he can't leave the truck.
By the way, for those of you, this is only for like three of us. The program director was Al Brady Law, just plain Al on the radio. But he's somebody that I work for, Bob worked for, and has since passed away. But anyway, go ahead. He was a, yeah. Go ahead.
He was a great program. He was a great program.
He was.
So he looks at me, and he said, which salesman did it? And... he said, I'll take care of that later. The morning man of the New York City radio station was still there. So the three of us, the morning man, the program director, and myself, we go down to the street, and we form the human chain from the truck to the carts in the loading dock of the building. And we take 100 turkeys onto the carts, into the loading dock, go up the freight elevator. Well, now we have another problem. We have 100 frozen turkeys in a heated office building. Miraculously, a gift from God. That day, the overpriced general manager, I heard you talking about that before, the overpriced general manager had bought a new sofa. And we had a sofa box, a giant sofa box sitting there waiting to be thrown out. Also in the bottom of the building was a restaurant. We go down to the bottom of the building. We say, do you have dry ice? So we start paying the restaurant for their dry ice. We bring it upstairs. We put it into the sofa box. Then we put the turkeys into the sofa box, and we wrap it up. And then we have the joy of calling 100 contest winners to tell them that they had to come into Midtown Manhattan at Thanksgiving time to pick up their $13 turkey. Now, the radio station, like any radio station, had a 50-mile signal. So there were people coming in from Pennsylvania to Manhattan to pick up the $13 turkey.
Quite a bit more to go there.
Yeah.
But to me, the most shocking fact was we had 100 frozen turkeys. People had to drive in, spending more on gas than the turkey was worth. Every single contest winner picked up that turkey.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Anything free.
Yeah, something's free.
Anything free. My God, what a great... All of us who've been on radio for a long time, we have something we can relate to with that. And maybe some of you who've won some of these prizes over the years on radio stations can identify with it as well. Walter Sabo telling us a good Thanksgiving drop story, if you will. 21 after the hour. This is Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
Had your chance. My dress, cinnamon and cranberry sauce to dance. Turkey, gotta gobble, gotta gobble, gotta gobble, gotta gobble turkey on the holiday.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thanksgiving music, Thanksgiving songs in order here on Good Day. This is one of Richie's favorites from ZZ Top. I thank you. And as I have said on many occasions this week, last week, this month, this year, gratitude is the most important way for you to find happiness. So look today around you at all the things that you have in your life to be thankful for and see if that doesn't set your day on a better course than worrying about all of the things that are blowing up around people beside you. All right, not beside, not next to
you. You know what I'm thankful for?
What are you
thankful? The original version of this song.
Not Sam and Dave. Who is this?
Sam and Dave.
It is Sam and Dave.
Very good.
I think I had a cover for it. I didn't remember that it was theirs originally.
It is, yeah.
All right, so thank you. I thank you. This is Thanksgiving time. And it's not trite for you to sit and think about it. I should do this every day with all of you. Roberta, what are you most thankful for today, and how will your thinking about it make your day better?
Oh, let's say I'm most thankful for that I have a nice warm sweater to wear this morning and nice warm socks, because it is cold here in Louisiana, and I'm really happy I have these warmer clothes with me.
Okay.
It's easy to please.
It's easy. Yeah.
Yeah, it's easy. I mean, be grateful for the small things in your life.
Yeah, absolutely. Jennifer, what are you most grateful for at this moment that will make your day happier and better?
A coffee.
Coffee.
No, I'm actually thankful that I'm going to get to see my grandparents in a couple days.
Okay. All right. And not have to be with us for a couple days.
The sleep is a side perk.
Yes, there it is.
Benefit.
Yep. All right, Richie. What can you say you're thankful for at this very moment that will make your day better?
I'm thankful that I'm not going to have to be at the Walmart in Arkansas, where you're most likely in this country to get beat up on Black Friday sale.
Rich is loving the lift today.
Jeez. Oh, my heavens. Yeah, well, we got a lot of those lists around. Well, I ask you because I will tell you I'm thankful for a lot of things. And I look at that picture of that dog I was talking about a few minutes ago in the frozen tundra of wherever, and think about how important it is for us to love our pets because they love us. We need to love them in the same
Man, my little pugs, they're the funniest little things. They're hysterical.
Yep, right. All right, let's see. So there's the thank you, the thank you, and the thank you. Here are, let's see, a couple of more songs. Don Henley, My Thanksgiving.
It's too long we've been living.
Song for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, we've played it a couple of times. But,
yeah.
But you know,
how
like
old is this song?
Don Henley doesn't really come to mind.
No. No. Mm. All right, so we got Henley. Let us move to, it's Dido, is it?
Dido.
This one
I love
makes
this
it.
Song.
Yeah, this is a good song for this time of year, any kind of time of year, actually. Just thank you. How easy to decide. With some people, I find some in my circle understand thank you. Some people find it easy to say, yeah, I'm thankful, or just thank you for whatever is being done. Some people find it hard to say, I'm sorry. But to say those words and others that communicate that you really do care about your relationships with people that are in your life. Thank you for doing whatever. It is never, there's nothing small about saying that. Yet it's not trite, it's not overdone any more than if somebody says something that they're sorry for. I just say, I'm sorry. I'm much better at it now than I used to be. I'm okay at saying thank you, but never been much good at saying I'm sorry. So think about it. Make yourself, put yourself into the right mood. It's up to you to put yourself where your head is. 28 after on Good Day.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And during our Black Friday Cyber Monday sale, all quantities, styles, sizes, and stocks are 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. Plus, save on personalized, one-of-a-kind gifts. But hurry, offer ends December 6th. To get this deal, go to Vistaprint.com and enter code Radio60 at checkout. Vistaprint.com, code Radio60.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 2244, and we'll take an additional $30 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 2244.
This report is brought to you by Zoetis. Zoetis, Inc. announced that the U.S. Department of Agriculture has granted the company a conditional license to market canine influenza vaccine H3N2 killed virus. Canine influenza H3N2 is a severe and highly contagious respiratory disease affecting dogs. This is the first commercially licensed vaccine to help control this disease. The first U.S. cases of CIV H3N2 were observed in Chicago, Illinois, in March 2015. Since then, there have been reports of the virus in 25 states, and the outbreak continues to spread. Because it can be difficult to diagnose, effective prevention is critical. Dr. John Coyne, Countryside Veterinary Center, Illinois.
We would rather prevent than we would treat. The clinical signs are devastating, and whenever we feel that we can prevent something, well, that's going to be much more preferred rather than treating.
For more information, visit www.dogflufacts.com. This product license is conditional. Efficacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
That we all are going to have a good day as a result of the love that we're sharing. All right, in a moment we're going to share, we're sort of steeped in this Thanksgiving thing, which is a good thing. Roberta Fasanelli is here. Bob Kay is here. He's going to tell us, he's another one of these radio guys, these old radio guys with a story. Jennifer Horn, she's been around old radio guys.
Do I know old radio guys?
Radio. I refer to myself and her father. We have radio war stories because we've both been in it since we could talk practically. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. First, however, some food for thought. This is going to, perhaps, I don't know why 2 and 2 hasn't made 4 before, but for all those of you who get really excited about electric cars, wow, we're going to save the planet, we're going to get rid of fossil fuels, nothing coming out of the tailpipe. Do you know how most of the electricity is generated in our world today?
Coal.
Coal is how most electricity is generated. So here we have all these people dying to buy electric cars and go to the charging stations and get them all charged up, and the old exhaust spewing vehicles that I like to drive, my car, my truck, my tractor, all that. I can't quite imagine an electric tractor yet, but I'm sure somebody's going to come up with one. Anyway, so we have our government and other governments around the world giving generous tax incentives to the people who are making and buying electric cars, which is swell. Now,
here's the dirty little secret.
The dirty secret is that in most nations where this is being touted, including this country, we have, you know, there are windmills here and there, and there's solar energy and that kind of stuff. But electricity around the world, more than any other way of generating it, it uses coal-fired. There are even some new coal-fired power plants in Europe. They're building them all over the place. So they supply the power for the electric car. I just find this astoundingly simple for someone to figure out. I don't know. I didn't think about it before. But now there's a survey around the world of the people who are trying. I'm not trying to rain on your parade. If you think driving an electric car is cool, I'm sure there's some benefit to it. But don't think that you are, you know, with that sort of, there's a smirk that comes on
there
the people
is,
arrogant,
right?
Well, when it comes to these sorts of things. And so I'm driving an electric car. I'm saving the planet. What about you, booba-dooba? They haven't even thought that the power to run the car comes from from a coal-fired electric plant.
The dilemma is, though, is that all these countries are trying to meet these new standards.
The car standards.
Right.
But there are no standards for the emission that comes out of that coal.
Not the car standards. Just the general EPA or pollution air standards.
Right. Yep.
And this is throwing a wrench in their trick bag.
Uh-huh.
This is the thing that's like, well, let me see. We want to meet these new standards, but these electric cars that we're making for cleaner air is making us burn more coal to make more electricity, and we're not going to be able to meet the standards.
Uh-huh.
So it bit them in their own backside.
Yeah. And I'm not laughing because I'm happy. I just love irony.
I do, too. Okay, so I got a new one for you.
Okay.
Okay, so you know how everybody, like the environmentalists are all about wind power, wind power, wind power?
Mm-hmm.
Which is great. Look, don't get me wrong. I think it's smart. We should be using what we can.
Yeah.
But here's what you say back to them. Why do you hate the birds? And they'll say, what? And you'll say, why do you want to kill birds? Because those windmills kill a ton, like thousands and thousands and thousands of birds.
I was just in Palm Springs, and we rode through those
the Interstate 10.
There are birds, right?
There are thousands of these windmills as you ride along,
Interstate 10.
From
Palm Springs up to L.A.
Look at how big the blades on those things are.
Oh, my God, they're huge.
And you've got to think, stupid does a bird have to be to fly into one of those things?
Well, guess what?
Apparently, it happens a lot. But here's my favorite
one. Not winning awards for their intelligence.
Not to one-up you, but here's my favorite one. The solar panel farms,
uh-huh.
where they put these out in the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
Apparently,
there's one on Interstate. There's one that is so, I don't know if any of you have seen it, driving from Las Vegas out to Arizona. If you take Route 95, you take 93 and then you go 95. When you're going down the hill, it's miles. It's like 25 miles away. But on a sunny day, as soon as you take that road and you start heading down, it's before you get to
the light blinding you in the eyes.
Oh my God!
Reflection.
It is so powerful. You can see it for an airplane. Can see it. You can see it for hundreds of miles around.
Well, what do you think happens? How much heat do you think that all those mirrors put out?
Oh my
Enough
God!
Enough to burn the bodies of some birds.
Enough to make birds explode
when they fly over it.
They spontaneously combust.
Yeah,
because it is. I mean, it's like. I don't know. Like,
so it's not that it's
degrees.
All bad, but it's not all good either. There are always consequences for these sorts of things. So and I'm sort of getting at the arrogance of the smarmy people. I'm driving a Prius, or I'm driving a Volt, or I'm not driving one of those nasty Volkswagens that have the dirty engines in them. Not me. I'm driving a car that saves the planet. Meanwhile, look at the coal that's being burned. Not that they haven't cleaned it up, because you can.
They
can clean up the coal. You can clean. There's the coal that's being burned now is burned much more completely than it used to be.
You know,
but still, it's coal, and it's dirty.
Here in Washington, D.C., and I've told you about this before, all of the lobbyists pay for commercials on the local radio stations so that the congressmen and senators riding around in their cars hear. That's their way to get into the congressman's ears. They buy a commercial on the radio station.
Right.
And one of the big ones running right now is from all of the oil companies saying that biodiesel fuels and biofuels are bad. It's starving people. Children are starving because
they're taking corn for their biofuels.
And then at the end, it's like, this spot brought to you by the Oil Federation of America. You know, you're just like, okay.
Right. They're using corn and ethanol because it saves a lot of different things, but it doesn't use as much pure gasoline. Most of them, if you look at the content on most of the gas pumps, it says 85% gasoline, 15% ethanol, or something like that. You could run a car almost completely on ethanol. But does it take away from
To retune it a little bit.
Yeah. So. Well, what it does, this is way off of where we were going, but what I'll tell you about ethanol gasoline, if you have a small power equipment, you have a chainsaw or you have a weed whacker or something with a small single cylinder engine in it, most of the time, those things, they won't tell you this when you buy them, they will, unless you put a lubrication in that gasoline, the piston will wear out in 100 hours. It'll just burn out because the ethanol doesn't have enough lubrication in it. These are engines that are oil-gas mix. And so you put oil to the mix that is supposed to be in there, but you need to put a little bit more in. They will run, but the circumstances are that they won't run as well, and those little engines will blow up, and you have no recourse because they don't. It would never be cost effective. You can buy those things for $185 in most of the big box stores or in the hardware store, and it costs you twice that to rebuild the engine. So just throw them away, go buy another one. It's good for their business, but it's not good if you don't know what the ramifications are of having that piece of equipment. So, anyway, that's another bit of information you probably will not hear from anybody else. I saw something. One of you sent me something from Bill Bennett. Do you remember?
Oh, that was the they're going to kill Donald Trump story.
Right, all right. So I don't want to do that today. I was just thinking, would Bill Bennett be talking about gasoline?
There are people out there that believe that the right-wing establishment would no sooner let Donald Trump become president than Doug.
Than John Kennedy.
And John Kennedy. And they would knock him off before he would get the nomination or become president.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think about that? So that means that before they knock off Trump, they have to knock off Bill Bennett.
Right, because he shakes up the whole establishment, lobbyists,
everything.
He does.
Shakes up everything. Right. Yeah. All right, speaking of shaking things up, my pal Bob Kay, with whom I have been friends since our first job at WBZ in 1968, and who is now closely associated with the assemblage and running of this program, has a story from one of his radio station contests that we will tell on the air, because these are just, we've all done them, and they're just really great stories. Next here on Good Day.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for KillerApps.tv. Tech gifts are hotter than ever this season. Tech expert Andrea Smith partnered with brands to help us tech out the holidays. What ideas do you have to keep us connected?
Hands down, the newly launched LG Gram laptop. At just over 2 pounds, it's lighter than a MacBook Air. It runs Windows 10, has an Intel Core processor, full HD picture quality, and a built-in HDMI port to easily connect to your TV. Then keep all your files and data safe and backed up with two products from Western Digital. The My Passport Drive is perfect for on-the-go data backup and security, and the My Cloud lets you safely access all your files from wherever you are on virtually any device.
How about a gift for the gamer?
Turtle Beach has Star Wars-themed gaming headsets with microphones. The Sand Trooper is a limited edition created just for the upcoming Star Wars Battlefront video game, and the X-Wing Pilot is an over-ear headset, sure to get your gamer in the mood for Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Any cool tech gifts for the home?
You probably already know the name Keurig. Well, now they're revolutionizing in-home cold beverages with Keurig Cold. You can make your own still or sparkling cold drinks with the push of a button without needing a CO2 canister. And the Charbroil Simple Smoker with smart chef technology not only serves up perfectly cooked smoked meats, it connects to the Charbroil app, which shows you in real time the meat temperature and lets you know when it's done.
Get more information at killerapps.tv.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 3322, and we'll take an additional $30 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 3322.
The secret to mastering Black Friday shopping is Kohl's. So right now at Kohl's.com, get Black Friday deals online, like 50% off toys, $7.99 after rebate kitchen electrics, and 70 to 75% off fine and silver jewelry. Shop new online-only doorbusters each day through Wednesday. Plus, only once a year, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. The best Black Friday ever is online now at Kohl's.com. Kohl's, flex styles, see store at Kohl's.com for details.
46 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Roberta and Jennifer and Kenny and Richie and I have Bob K. Bob's also known as Marvin. We have the, yes, I know, the old duck story of Marvin and Dudley, which will not be told.
No, don't go into that.
No, we're not going to. But we are going to go into your working at WoWo Radio,
W-O,
in Fort Wayne, Indiana. So what happened in, was this the first Thanksgiving you spent there?
I don't know if it was the first year I was there or not, but it was the same time when Walt Sabo and Al Law were schlepping those turkeys up the elevator in New York.
Yes.
I was working at this station in Fort Wayne, Indiana, WOWO, which had a monster signal. You could hear it in 16 states.
Great state.
And 30 states at night.
Yep.
And so it was just a fun radio station to work at in, you know, kind of the middle of nowhere, Fort Wayne, Indiana. But it was great. Anyway, the salesman came into the PD's office, whose name was Al Mitchell. And he said, I got this sales deal, but it's contingent on giving away some canned hams.
Canned hams?
200 canned hams. We thought, oh, God. What a terrible thing to give away. So we put
our farm belt. It should be a farm fresh product to give away in a farm belt.
Exactly. Who would want a canned ham in Fort Wayne, Indiana? Because that's what they raised was pork.
Yeah.
So anyway, we put our heads together, and a guy by the name of Listo Fisher, who was public affairs director, and the all-night guy, Calvin Baby Richards, and I went around the city, drove around the city. And there used to be these things in public places called pay telephones.
Mm. I remember those.
Yeah. And they would ring. Okay? You could call them and they would actually ring.
Mm.
So we collected telephone numbers from those pay phones. And we had, you know, just pay phone numbers from all over the city. So our deal was we had to give these away between Thanksgiving and Christmas. So what we did was we would go on the air and we would call up one of those payphones live on the air. What?
I can remember Cal Rich. I can hear some of those calls. Go ahead.
Okay,
keep going.
So here's the deal. People had to get to the phone and say, ho, ho, whoa, whoa.
Right.
And if they picked up the phone, we thought, well, nobody would do this. Come on. Every single time, I swear, we had a winner. We did it every hour. And so one day I went out with the PD and to one of the malls, and we had actually watched when a guy called at the payphone, and people flocked. They ran to this payphone to answer it. And at one of the malls, they actually got in a fight over who was going to answer the payphone to win this stupid canned ham.
Uh-huh.
People will do the silliest things for free stuff.
Whoa, whoa. Yeah.
Ho, ho, whoa, whoa.
Ho, ho, whoa, whoa.
And they continued it for years after it, after both Al and I were gone. And they may even still be doing it. I don't know.
Who is the program director there?
At the time?
Yeah.
A guy by the name of Al Mitchell.
Oh, God,
who later on went on to WIND in Chicago and KDKA in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. He's one of the great rock. Yeah. All right. Well, there are legions of stories like that that many of us who have been around the radio world for a while have participated in. And there isn't the fun now. I see that Steve Harvey, however, is giving away some turkeys. And I was reading between the lines as to how he's doing. He's somebody that I have great regard for, great respect for. I think he's a very good broadcaster. He does a morning radio program on mostly black stations. stations around the country, and he's come up with some way of giving away a whole bunch of turkeys. But as a sort of the personal touch, I'm sure you'll find a lot of these things around from your local station and from some of the national sources. What it does is bring out the best of us, hopefully. Not people fighting over the phone to get to the phone so they can answer it, but, you know, what's fun? What makes you think about either what's going on or has gone on that makes you smile and laugh? So that was a good story. A couple of good stories like that for this hour of Good Day. 51 after the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now 53 past the hour, it's Tech Talk time on Good Day. It seems all of our technologists, all three of them, have gotten the Thanksgiving get out of town
bug.
Before. Yeah, let's get.
They got the bird bug.
Let's get out of here before everything becomes impossible. So Stebbins not around, and Kim's not around, and Richard's not. All right, so I'm perfectly capable.
We can do this.
Of course we can do this. Are you kidding? Wow. There's an interesting smartphone messaging app that's being used by Cubans. I'll tell you about that in a moment. First, though, as we embrace the holiday season, it's upon us, time for giving. But for those who are the bad guys, the cyber criminals, it is the season of taking. Data breach instances have increased 23% in this past year. New survey finds many Americans are worried about what the future holds for technology and security. Brian Osich with more for you to think about here on Good Day.
A new survey from University of Phoenix finds only half of adults in the U.S. trust the retail industry with their personal data. University of Phoenix's Dr. Kirsten E. Hoyt says there are some things you can do to protect yourself while shopping online this holiday season.
Choose quality passwords with letters, numbers, and characters and change them often. This makes it harder for fraudsters to access your accounts. Be especially careful of emails with attachments and links. Sometimes those contain viruses or malware that give cybercriminals access to your accounts. Also, when you're using any credit card online, online, look for the lock in your browser. That padlock indicates you're in a secure connection.
While the reliance on the internet continues to grow, Dr. Hoyt says we need to prepare a pipeline of professionals equipped to preserve online integrity.
At University of Phoenix College of Information Systems and Technology, we are working to accomplish this by offering a number of cybersecurity certificate programs that can be taken as standalone or en route to an IT degree.
For more, go to phoenix.edu/technology. That's Newsbreak from University of Phoenix.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler on the Good Day program. Smartphones and messaging apps have become vital to the Cubans who are leaving their island, but still, maybe they didn't get the memo. We now have relations with Cuba, but apparently you can't get here from there yet. So a lot of migrants are taking a journey through Central America and then up the whatever the road is that they take in Mexico to cross the border, 3,400 miles. They're using devices and messaging apps so that they can connect with the right people.
I'd
they can follow the right
Waze
road.
So that they know how to get here.
Say what?
I'd imagine they're using Waze so they know how to get here.
You know, Waze?
Yeah, the highway map.
Oh, I never used that. How about that?
That's a good one. You should.
Right. All right, so I don't understand why they just don't wait a little bit and just come here legally, but apparently a lot of Cubans are coming through and across the Mexican border, porous and wonderful as it is. Also, as we get into the big retail time of the year, retailers are trying to figure out how they can follow Amazon's lead. Amazon is offering same-day delivery to a number of its customers. A lot of merchants who are trying to do the same sort of thing, the competitors, Macy's, for example, is trying to figure out how to do this, but they found the logistics and cost difficult. So how has Amazon done that? Is it just they have deep pockets, or they have people that are smarter and more technologically astute than are the others? I don't know the answer to that question. Is that their... Can he say
both?
Is it really? Okay.
I think so.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
There's some smart people there at Amazon.
Yeah, well, under the circumstances. Here's something to think about as we get into the holiday season. I saw a study of 1,000 people, the average age of 33, showing that Facebook was ruining their lives. 88% of those not on Facebook said they were happy, compared to the 81% on Facebook. 12% of the people who didn't use Facebook described themselves as dissatisfied versus 20% for Facebook users. So 12% of people in general are dissatisfied with life, but according to this survey, Facebook users were 55% more likely to be stressed than those who don't
go
on
Facebook. Well, think about what's on Facebook, though. People eating delicious meals, people showing how wonderfully perfect their cute kids are. I mean, it makes you feel bad about yourself. Beautiful trips, you're like, what do I have, you know?
I don't feel bad about myself.
You look around on Facebook, everybody's posting the best days of their lives. You're going, wait a second.
Really? Is that what goes on Facebook?
Yeah.
I have to go there right now and check it out. I see if I can have the best day of my life by looking at Facebook. I thought the best day of my life came from...
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.